New Mexico, greetings. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. Today is 28th of December. It's great to be here with you today. We are en route to the Daily Audio Bible family gathering tomorrow in Arizona. And normally I'd get on a plane and fly out, but we decided we wanted to keep the family together, and so we're on our way. We'll be there tomorrow. Very much looking forward to it. We're reading from the Common English Bible this week. Today, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1 through 13, 9. The oracle of the word of the Lord concerning Israel. Thus declares the Lord, who stretched out the heavens and founded the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I am about to make Jerusalem a cup of staggering to all the surrounding peoples. The siege of Jerusalem will also be against Judah. On that day I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who lift it will surely hurt themselves, and all the nations of the earth will gather against it. On that day, declares the Lord, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness. But for the sake of the house of Judah, I will keep my eyes open when I strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. Then the clans of Judah shall say to themselves, the inhabitants of Jerusalem have strength through the Lord of hosts, their God. On that day, I will make the clans of Judah like a blazing pot in the midst of wood, like a flaming torch among sheaves, and they shall devour to the right and to the left all the surrounding peoples, while Jerusalem shall again be inhabited in its place in Jerusalem. And the Lord will give salvation to the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem may not surpass that of Judah. On that day the Lord will protect the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the feeblest among them on that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them. And on that day I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and pleas for mercy, so that when they look on me, on him who they have pierced, they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly over him as one weeps over a firstborn. On that day the mourning in Jerusalem be as great as the mourning for Hadad Rimon in the plain of Megiddo. The land shall mourn, each family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Levi by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the Shimeites by itself, and their wives by themselves, and all the families that are left, each by itself, and their wives by themselves. On that day, there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness. And on that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, so that they shall be remembered no more. And also I will remove from the land the prophets and the spirit of uncleanness. And if anyone again prophesies, his father and mother who bore him will say to him, you shall not live, for you speak lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and mother who bore him shall pierce him through when he prophesies. On that day every prophet will be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. He will not put on a hairy cloak in order to deceive, but he will say, I am no prophet. I am a worker of the soil, for a man sold me in my youth. And if one asks him, what are these wounds on your back? He will say, the wounds I received in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who stands next to me, declares the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. I will turn my hand against the little ones, and the whole land, declares the Lord. 2/3 shall be cut off and perish, and 1/3 shall be left alive. And I will put this third into the fire, and refine them as one refines silver. and test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name, and I will answer them. And I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is my God. Revelation chapter 19. After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven crying out, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just. For he has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality, and has avenged on her the blood of his servants. Once more they cried out, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. And from the throne came a voice saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and with a loud voice he called to all the birds that fly directly overhead, Come, gather for the great supper of God, to eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth with their armies gathered to make war against him who was sitting on the horse and against his army. And the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet, who in its presence had done the signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped its image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. And the rest were slain by the sword that came from the mouth of him who was sitting on the horse, and all the birds were gorged with their flesh. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the numbers of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He shatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31, 1 through 7. The words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him. What are you doing, my son? What are you doing, son of my womb? What are you doing, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, your ways to those who destroy kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to take strong drink, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed, and pervert the rights of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to the one who is perishing, and wine to those in bitter distress. Let them drink and forget their poverty, and remember their misery no more. This is such a beautiful psalm. He heals the broken-hearted and binds up their wounds. This is so similar to what the prophet Isaiah said, and then what Jesus said that he had come to do, to heal the broken-hearted and set the captive free. And we're just ever so close to turning the final page on this year. It's like right before us now. It's funny that the norm for me at this time of year is that I'll be blue. I'll kind of go into a bit of melancholy. That might sound odd, but that's kind of my temperament. I have an artist temperament, and it's this kind of time of year after such hard pushing that when everything kind of flips over and there's these few days of reflection, I get in this melancholy mood because I realize that even though the Daily Audio Bible never ends, and we turn the page and everything is new again. We start the Bible over. Many people, many of you listening to me now, you'll say, okay, there, I've done it. And then you'll move to other things, other biblical studies, or maybe you'll just say, there, I read the Bible. Well, a whole host of thousands of new community members will come on board for the new year. And then so many of us who have wound our way and made it the rhythm of our lives to stay together in communion, we'll continue on, but things change. And so I get to thinking about that. I get to thinking about what the year was like. But invariably, I realize Jesus is who he says he is. God's word is what it says it is. And this kind of healing and restoration of our broken hearts, this is available to us. And so my hope and my prayer would be that none of us leave this year without embracing that even further. I mean, I realize that some of you within the sound of my voice have been through some really, really awful things in the last year. Or some really, really, really awful things happened to you in high school or in your childhood or in college. And it's been a lifelong struggle to try to work through some of that. That brokenheartedness. That broken trust. That brokenness. And it affects everything. It affects so much. And here we have the psalmist from thousands of years ago saying God is a healer of the brokenhearted. He'll bind up their wounds. And we have Jesus, our Savior, saying that the prophecy in the book of Isaiah was fulfilled through him. I have come to heal the brokenhearted and set the captive free. And so freedom is available. It's not an instant freedom. Nothing that we ever have to contend and fight for is, but it's valuable and it stays. And so even in the final days of this year, I pray that we all once again embrace the freedom that is ours, that we finish this year strong, that we finish well, that we live these remaining days right, and that we pursue holiness. Because it's really hard to begin a new season well when you've ended the previous chapter poorly. So let's end this year strong. And as we flip the page, even though it's just the flip of a day, may we reset our hearts for what God is about to do in our lives in the coming year. So Jesus, we come into your presence with humble gratitude, with our hands folded and our faces down. Even though you've invited us boldly, we come with our brokenness. We come with our hearts and our hands, and they're broken in so many little ways, and some in so many big ways that they're fragmented. They're in pieces as we hold them out to you. We've been deeply hurt by living this life, and we've been greatly wounded by many people around us. Sometimes people that we trusted, sometimes even people that we thought were yours. But then we think of our own lives and we realize we've done the same thing in so many small ways and sometimes really big ways, and it's just a mess. And so our hearts are in our hands in pieces, and we bring them to you, Jesus, because you said you could heal them. You said you would heal the brokenhearted and set the captive free. And so we want that. We want that healing, and we've been embracing that healing this whole year. But in this year of shift, we don't want to go out of this year without having pressed in one more time and said, yes, you can have access to any area of our lives. Heal us. Heal us, Jesus. Restore us. Set us free. Bring us into a new year, more whole than we are even now. And continue that healing, that work of sanctification, that work that makes us more and more like you each and every day. Bring that to us as we march forward. We ask this. We believe this. We trust in this, and we hope for it in your name, through your victory on our behalf. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Of course, I was mentioning that tomorrow in the Phoenix area is the final Daily Audio Bible family gathering for the year 2012. We'll be broadcasting it live. So there's a number of ways to watch. You can go to the Daily Audio Bible website, and there's a button. It's kind of on the right-hand side. It says DAB Live. Click it, and it'll open up the channel and the chat room and all of that. This will be taking place at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So I will be speaking at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship in Glendale at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow, and then at 7 p.m., I think there on the same campus is where we're having the Daily Audio Bible family gathering at 7 p.m. So come, let's make an evening of it. Let's have a good time together. We'll be broadcasting live if you're not in the Phoenix area. So you just have to kind of reverse engineer what time zone you're in versus 7 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll look forward to being together. So that would be like 9 p.m. back in Nashville, 10 p.m. on the East Coast, and different times around the world. But we'll look forward to it. People will be chatting live. We'll have a great time fellowshipping with each other. And kind of this will be our New Year's celebration as we get ready for the new year to come. Then I'll be speaking on the 30th, which is Sunday, at both of the services at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship in Glendale, Arizona. So looking forward to seeing you. Looking forward to shaking your hand, hugging your neck, spending time together. All of us are. We're making a big caravan out of it, and we look forward to having the opportunity to get to know you. So if you're in your area, come by. We'd love the chance. Ladies, you can register for the Daily Audio Bible Women's Captivating Retreat coming up this April at the Daily Audio Bible website. There's a banner on the homepage. If you click it, it'll tell you everything you need to know. And we'll look forward to seeing you way back on the other side of the country in the southern, how did I say this? The southern Appalachian Mountains of northern Georgia. So a little bit outside of Atlanta, up into the mountains, and we'll look forward to seeing you there in the springtime. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, there's definitely still time to do that in this year, and we will certainly get you a tax-deductible receipt for the year 2012. You can give at the Daily Audio Bible website, or if you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that's it for today. I love you. I love you very much. And Brian, I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this call's for Brad, whose dad has stage 0 leukemia, I believe. Just want to throw it out there. I've heard stories about people having cancer and then going totally vegan, and it really helps. So that might be something to look into. In the meantime, I'm definitely praying for you and your family. God bless you. I love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Will from Bozeman, Montana. It's December the 12th, and I was listening to the podcast today, and boy, it just blessed me tremendously. I thank so much for the scripture that played through it. And I heard testimony from a brother by the name of Kane, a music producer, and your testimony struck me in such a way that man, I just identify with you. It's just wanting to be that man of God who goes and ministers to the people that God directs us to. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, I've wasted time trying to minister to people in my own strength, and I have. Just looking at them in a way that's not of the Lord. And so it just really, man, just tightened my prayer up of how I want to approach the Lord. You encouraged me that way, just to ask the Lord, who do you want me to minister to? I remember in my early days, younger days, that I was just like that. And I want to regain that, and I want to recover that. So thank you, brother, for your testimony. I prayed for you right after I heard your testimony in YouTube. And pray for you all in the Daily Audio Bible family. I love you all, and I'm so blessed with this ministry. Look forward to 2013 and what God will do in my life and in yours as well. God bless.
Hi, this is Lisa in Georgia, and it's been a long time since I've called in. At least it feels a long time to me. And I am calling because I need prayer. Maybe not for the first time in my life, but certainly strongly right now, I feel 100% under attack by the enemy. And it feels like in every aspect of my life. And it just, they came out of the blue because truthfully, I gave the devil a foothold into my life. And I am paying for it mightily right now. So I have repented for the sins that I, like, have opened these doors. So I just ask everybody if you could please pray for me, that for strength, wisdom, and healing. I would greatly appreciate it. Love you all. Thank you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. Praise God. This is John A. Covey, Sr., calling in behalf of my son, Marine Corps Sergeant John A. Covey, Jr. Well, we had called back in July and asked for prayers. My son was diagnosed with cancer. He was 29 years old with a new baby and a new home, a new career. And we were shocked, and we turned to the Daily Audio Bible family and to God, of course. And prayer, so essential, so essential. And I especially want to acknowledge there was a lady, I can't remember her name, I don't have the podcast, but she was from Michigan, and she had a word of encouragement from the Lord. And just appreciate that word. We clung to that, and the prayers, we just appreciated them so much. Well, the praise report, my wonderful brothers and sisters, is at November 29th. God declared my son healed, and the doctors agreed. After 6 rounds of intensive chemotherapy at Walter Reed, Bethesda Naval Hospital, my son came home. And now he's just convalescing, to go back to his family, hopefully his job. But a very rare form of cancer, and now it is, he has been healed. So I am just so thankful. Oh, what a wonderful Christmas present. My beloved son healed for the grace of God. Thank you so much for your prayers. It means so much. And to those who are struggling right now, it is my reasonable service and responsibility to pray alongside with you. Thank you, family, so much for praying. This is a grateful Father. Thank you, Lord God. Amen, folks. Have a wonderful holiday. A blessed Christmas. Praise God. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Sam calling from Vancouver, Washington. Just heard today's podcast, and I heard a couple of other folks from Vancouver. So just wanted to call to reach out to you, number one. I believe it was Ken who had called in about his wife wanting prayer. So, Ken, just know that we're praying and for you and your wife, and Jesus bless you. Pray for healing and wholeness in whatever area she needs prayer, and know that he is good and he's got a good plan regardless of the circumstances. You know, it might be hard with the circumstances you might be in, but just want to encourage you with that. And then also also believe a gentleman who has a ministry to the homosexual community called from Vancouver. So that's awesome. We're praying for you for your trip to Africa. God will be with you. And if there's any people in Vancouver that would like to just get together for coffee, kind of encourage each other, whether or not we get a Daily Audio Bible family gathering, which, of course, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, we'd love to have up here in the Pacific Northwest. But we'd love to gather together with you folks. Email address is samlovesradio@gmail.com. That's samlovesradio@gmail.com. Love you all and bless you all. Praying for a fantastic new year and a year of rhythm and finding rhythm with him and his spirit. So love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Blessings to you all here from Sam, Sydney, Grace, Serena, and Judah.
Hi, DAB family. This is Rob still, and I just wanted to call and say thank you and give you a praise report for your prayers. This past year, I called in 3 different occasions about a missions trip I would be taking either to Eastern Europe or Sri Lanka. And at the same time, I would ask people to pray for my brother-in-law, Scott, who desperately needs a liver transplant, has a lot of health issues, and really, he needs a miracle from God. And I just wanted to say that he has been getting better since I've made that prayer request. And I just wanted to encourage you guys and encourage the saints to keep on praying and keep on persevering. So Merry Christmas to you guys. I mean, he still needs healing in his body, his soul, and his spirit. But I want to encourage you to keep on praying for the saints. May the kingdom of God come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The Lord bless you. Amen.
Hi, DAB community. This is Patrick from Wisconsin. I'm calling today because I met a woman who is just absolutely beautiful, and I've been praying for a relationship for about 5 years now. And so I'm asking you guys to lift me up in prayer. Her name is Anna. And, I'm just asking that you guys would be in agreement with me. And I'm hoping that she's the one that I've been praying for. God bless you all. Goodbye.